Okay, ladies and gentlemen, taking me a long time to post this audio boo, and I'm actually posting it before I post the blog, and I will get to the blog, but had to collect my thoughts, and okay, I also admit I watched someone else's reaction video as well, because I wanted to see how they reacted to the incredible news we have all received, but I'll get to that in a moment. First, a slight acknowledgement. After this wonderful, fantastic news, it is also, as of just a couple minutes ago, the fourth birthday of our wonderful little border collie that we call Maggie Moo. And she is very happy about this. It seems as though she understands the word birthday, and she's like, now I get stuff. Ha ha.
Last year she got a steak.
Yeah, she got a steak. She really did. We really do spoil the border collie, like, rotten, and we're terrible. And anyway, on to Sony's press conference. Sony talked a lot about some games. I mean, there were a ton of games in their press conference. And, you know, you could argue the point that because there were a ton of games, a lot of the presentations on the games were short, and some of the trailers were short. But actually, really, I don't think the trailers were actually short, but the way they chose to do it is kind of in sections. Like, they showed a bunch of trailers without any, you know, talking between them. And then, you know, someone else would talk and they'd show some more, that kind of thing. So they did a bunch of stuff. Let's see, they covered the four games, the four big new PS4 titles that they showed at the event in February when they revealed the PS4. So Knack is doing well, which is going to be a PlayStation launch title. The only one of those titles is not going to be a PlayStation launch title is Infamous Second Son, which is apparently going to be released on February 14th, I think. I think it's February 14th, 2014. Something like that. Early 2014, in any case. Everything else, launch title. Drive Club, all that wonderful fun stuff. And they also, at the beginning of the show, they actually went back a bit. Not really back, really, I guess. They went to the PS3. They want to talk about the PS3 and cover that. They talked about the PS3's current lineup and how the PS3 is still going to be getting games all throughout the rest of this year, and they wanted to show some of those off. And so they even showed The Last of Us again, which they didn't have to because The Last of Us is coming out on Friday. So they could have skipped over that one and said, "Yeah, it's practically out. There are already reviews and everything. This is a great time for a cat fight." Anyway,
they're not fighting either. They're play fighting.
Okay. Crazies. Oh well. See, we have animals. Anyway, moving on. So, PS3, lineup for the rest of the year. Last of Us, Beyond, a couple other things. Yeah. Oh, Gran Turismo 6 as well is a PS3 title. And people were, at first, you know, when that was first announced, that was actually announced a while ago. It was announced before the press conference. So we already knew that. But when people first found out about that, they were actually very surprised that Gran Turismo 6 is not a PS4 game. But so be it. That's the way they went with it. Okay. So they went over those, and they went to the PS4 stuff. They showed some of those games that were already announced. They showed another a little bit more on Beyond, which is cool. They showed a little bit... Yes, that's what they showed. That right there... That covers it. Yep.
Deaf cat said it.
You got it right there. Okay. No. They showed some gameplay that we hadn't seen yet, which is what I think they've been trying to do every time they show something from Beyond. So, like, up until this point, we've been focusing on the fact that the main character of Beyond has a link with this spiritual being, but this wasn't about that. This is about, like, her training as, like, some kind of military agent or something. Like, we don't really know what she was, but we know that she was being highly trained. Guns, hand-to-hand combat, all that stuff. And she was even sent out on a mission during the little part that they showed. So, that was cool. And about Beyond, speaking of Beyond, they also showed a tech demo of their design, Quantic Dream. Quantic Dream said, yes, that was in the tech demo. All that was present in the tech demo. That's right. No.
Nobody's hurting the cat.
Yes. Nobody. This is just something that happens. We have no control over this.
Bob is deaf.
Not in pain. Nothing like that. He's deaf. And when he wants to let you know something, he really, really lets you know. Anyway. So, tech demo. Because Quantic Dream has, ever since Heavy Rain, been working on this capture technology for capturing specifically faces. I think it really works on, like, the whole human body. But they talk about the faces and the way they have captured the ways that faces animate and stuff like that. I can't give it up. No, it's too late now. We've already begun. We're not stopping now. Okay.
I can't hear what you're saying, but be quiet.
So yes, tech demo, facial animations. That was the focus. They wanted to show how this would end up eventually working on the PS4. Keep in mind, this was not a game. This was not an announced game. This is what Quantic Dream did when Beyond was announced. They also did this when Heavy Rain was announced. They created a little, tiny little few-minute story that they used to demonstrate their tech. And that's what this was. This was a story called, like, The Dark Sorcerer or something like that. And it was a dude pretending to cast all these spells and stuff like that. And then he gets one wrong. And so it goes into, like, this comic relief segment where he introduces himself, and this is his first time doing a video game, and he's so sorry he got it wrong, he'll try it again. But it's really, the purpose of it is to show different facial expressions and show how the face animates and how the capture worked and how it you can actually read, you know, expressions based on the actor's own expressions, and you can use that to tell, you know, a story. And I get it. It makes sense. I might not be able to appreciate it myself because I can't see it, but I get it. It's very important, I think, for a developer who is doing the kind of thing that Quantic Dream is doing, where you have these choices, but you know you have to watch too. You know, it's kind of interactive movie style. You know, not exactly as dulled down as Choose Your Own Adventure. There's plenty of choices. Every single action matters, and every single action counts, and you have plenty of actions. But it's still kind of a movie. It kind of plays out like a movie, you know. So in something like that, where you're trying to tell a story, things like that are pretty important. So I respected the tech demo, even though I didn't quite get it. Let's see. I'm trying to get to the really, really good stuff at the end. So they showed some gameplay of both Watch Dogs and Assassin's Creed 4 Black Flag, both of which had trailers during the previous press conferences, but neither of which had actual gameplay demos. Well, now they did, so that was pretty cool. They very, very briefly touched on sports, like they talked about NBA 2K, which up until then hadn't been mentioned, but you know, that's cool, whatever. I think we've got to get to start getting to the good stuff. The good stuff began, I would say, with the Square Enix videos. Two of them, one of them much shorter than the other one. That was the second one, but we'll get to that in a second. First one, Japanese trailer. So I didn't understand a word of it. It's okay, though, because I eventually found out what it was for, and it still sounded awesome, you know, Japanese or not. It still sounded like a great game. And of course it was, Square Enix. It was Final Fantasy Versus 13, which we have heard of before, but they have officially decided that it is new enough, that it is different enough, though it takes place in the same universe. I guess they decided the plot's different enough, the story and the characters are different enough, that they're calling it now Final Fantasy 15. They have, the word is out. Final Fantasy 15, same universe as 13, but totally different in other ways. So that's cool. Then, the one that really got me, because I am a total nerd for this series, they have announced Kingdom Hearts 3. And I know that a lot of people hate Kingdom Hearts. I know a bunch of them that can't stand it. And I love it. I've loved it ever since Kingdom Hearts 1, and I can't wait till the Kingdom Hearts HD remix, or whatever they're calling it, comes out later this year, so we can play them again, in preparation for this. Kingdom Hearts 3 announced, very, very short. They prefaced the announcement of Kingdom Hearts 3 with a bunch of clips from the other Kingdom Hearts games, because they don't have much to show, I guess, right now, so. But it has been announced, it is out there, it's official. Hip, hip, hooray. Yay. And awesome. Now, I think it's time, probably forgetting something, but I apologize if that's the case. Because I did forget the South Park Stick of Truth moment in the EA press conference, or the Ubisoft press conference, but I apologize for that as well. Now, the big announcements. Sony decided it'd be tons of fun to just throw everything back in Microsoft's face in terms of used games, licensing, connectivity. Jack Tretton comes back out and said, oh, by the way, once you purchase a PS4 disc, you can do whatever you want with it. You can sell it to GameStop. You can give it to your friend for free. You can sell it to your friends. You can do whatever you want with it. You can play another friend's console without having to connect to your profile. And you're not locked out after 24 hours. There's no connectivity restrictions. There's no restrictions at all. Once you get that PlayStation 4 disc, it's your PlayStation 4 disc to do with as you see fit. Congratulations. You got a PlayStation 4 game. You want to give it to someone? You want to lend it to someone for a little while? Go right ahead. We're not doing anything to stop you. And that the crowd went absolutely insane. Right there, Sony won. But they weren't done yet. They weren't done yet. So no restrictions whatsoever. And on top of that, your existing PlayStation Plus subscription is going to transfer right on over to your PS4. No additional cost, no nothing. No new charges, no nothing. Bam. Just like that. So that, you know, that was part two. And, of course, they still weren't done yet. No. There was one final announcement that was, you know, amongst the announcements of awesome. If you're a PlayStation Plus member, when the PlayStation 4 comes out, you will receive, for free, with no additional charges, of course, pay for the PlayStation Plus subscription, but I mean with no additional charges here, Drive Club. That is a launch title, if you don't know. It's a launch title for the PlayStation 4, and you're getting it for free with PlayStation Plus. Now, granted, it is a what they're calling a PlayStation Plus edition. So my guess is it's kind of going to work like that. Which game was that? I think it was, Forza? The one that came with the Xbox. It was only like Disc 1, and then you could purchase the rest of Disc 2. It was like that. I'm guessing it's going to be like that, where it's a little bit chopped down. Maybe you don't have access to, since they're calling it a different edition, maybe you don't have access to the same amount of cars, same amount of tracks. But then, for a discounted price, you can get the rest of it. And that's still totally awesome. Because you're still talking about a mostly free launch title for the PlayStation 4. And really, that wasn't even the end of the awesomeness. That wasn't even it. In fact, I'll even cover that, the last bit of awesomeness, right now. Instead of waiting to the end. Because actually, the last bit of awesomeness was actually later in the conference than all this. But I'll cover it now, because then I'll talk about the last demo that they did. But how are we doing on time? Okay, we're okay. All right. So the last big awesomeness announcement. Now, there was another one, too. There was the PlayStation 4 does support cross-game chat. That was also a big deal, because that's been something the PS3 has been lacking, and people were very angry about that for the longest time, requesting that Sony add that in, and now they have with the PS4. So that's a big deal, but it's not as big as this. The very last announcement of awesomeness was the PlayStation 4's price point. Because the PlayStation 4 is going to sell for $399, which is $100 cheaper than the Xbox One. That is big, especially on top of everything else. If it's just the price point, it's not as big. It's still big news, but it's not as big a deal. But on top of everything else, I think it's a huge deal. Because now, not only do people, you know, the reaction to the PS4 and these big announcements was enormous. But now, on top of all that, now the PS4 is also the economy choice. You know, because, like, not everyone, I mean, I understand that the Xbox 360 is for, you know, in terms of online connectivity and all that, was vastly superior to the PS3. I get that. But I think some people did get the Xbox 360 because it was the cheaper console. Because back when PS3 came out, it was $600. That was huge. That was, you know, even $100 more than the Xbox One is now. So, the Xbox 360 was the economy choice. And now the PS4 is the economy choice. So now you're going to see, you know, people who reacted the way that they did to Sony's announcements about, you know, their restrictions or lack thereof. And people who want the cheaper console, you're going to see them run to the PS4. So you're going to see, I think, a lot more PS4s being sold, especially at launch. Because I remember the PS3 only sold 600,000 units at launch, which actually is not a lot for a console you're trying to get to a huge fan base. Yes, PS3 is doing just fine, right, you know, these days. Xbox still won this generation, but PS3 is doing okay. But their launch was not good. Anyway, so that all that was huge. I don't even think I mentioned, and I'll mention it now just in case I didn't mention. The Xbox, there's only one version of each console. So we're talking about the PS4 at $399, the Xbox One at $499. And I did see something that thinks, that someone believes, and this might actually make sense, that the reason the Xbox One is $499 is because of the Kinect. And that actually, the person that I read this, believes that, and is actually more infuriated now that the Xbox One requires you to use the Kinect, because they think that's the reason for the higher price point. I don't know, but that might be true. Also, I want to briefly go over, because I did forget, the indie games. They did announce a bunch of partnerships with these indie game developers, and they showed a bunch of independent games. Like, I think there were like 10. Like, they all showed back-to-back-to-back-to-back-to-back. 10 or 11, even. Like, I don't even know. I didn't count, but there were a bunch of them that they just paraded out just to show how much they supported independent developers. And then they were like, by the way, we support indie games so much that not only are they going to keep their category on the PlayStation Store, which apparently the Xbox is losing the indie category, but they're going to keep their category, and indie developers can now self-publish to the PlayStation Store. That's huge for indie developers. That's another big yay. So, yay for that. Their final demo was Destiny, which is a game that we've been waiting to see pretty much for a long time, ever since it was announced. And it wasn't shown at all on the Xbox One, even though it will be for the Xbox One as well. And it was really good. It was really interesting. It's definitely a shooter, but there's definitely also other stuff there too. Like, there's fireballs, and there's, like, magic and stuff, and warlocks and guns and warlocks and warlocks and guns. You know, lightning firing giant guns and sniper rifles, and it's pretty neat. And it's apparently also a persistent world, in that during the demo, they encountered a world event, like a public event, that anyone could jump in and fight this giant monster thing. So kind of the standard fare we've seen in MMOs, you know, like the Old Republic MMO has world bosses like that. If you know where to find them, which I don't think we've ever fought one, but Defiance has those crystal things, and yeah, world events, you know. So that sounds really cool, and that's coming to PS4, as well as Xbox One and Xbox 360 and PS3 as well. So pretty much everything. But I think we're gonna end up getting that for PS4 because, you know, next generation. We've basically been told. Actually, they also said after the demo, they also said that they partnered with Bungie to make sure the development of Destiny just keeps on, like, the ecosystem of Destiny on the PS4. Grows and grows and grows and grows and grows as time goes on. So PS4 is pretty much the way to go with that. PS4 is apparently also the way to go for some of the multi-platform games like Arkham Origins, Assassin's Creed, as that will boast additional content exclusive to PS4. Oh, Watch Dogs as well, and our of additional content and a different skin. But, yeah. It was just amazing. It's a massive, amazing, awesome thing. Elder Scrolls Online also going to PS4. Which is funny, because it was actually Microsoft that talked about how their cloud computing and all that stuff would help them do MMOs and stuff like that. But right now it looks like the PS4 has more MMOs in its pipeline. DCU, Final Fantasy 14, you know, for what that's worth. Elder Scrolls Online, and I think there's actually another one too. I'm not thinking of it. Anyway, but then it seems that they have more MMOs in their pipeline than the Xbox One does, so I don't know. So I think that about covers it. It was really awesome. I really enjoyed that press conference. It was a great press conference, especially for Sony. And I know I'm Sony fanboying a little bit, but you know, I think it was really worth it. And I think one of the things that I saw right after the Titanfall, and I did talk about this right away. I did talk about this in the audio booth, in the blog, and all that. Titanfall, currently an Xbox One exclusive, made by Respawn. And one of the things I saw right after we watched that demo was that Respawn has said that Titanfall might be coming to PS4 as well. Well, I think at this point, I think it definitely will. Because if they were already miting it, if they're already on the fence about it, and then they watched that Sony press conference and they saw the crowd react the way they did, I think that that's going to push them over the edge, and I think they are going to port it to PS4, and they have time to do it. Especially since the development platforms are so similar now, because you mostly develop for PC, and then you can pretty much put it on anything, because they're now using kind of standard PC hardware. I think that they will actually port it, and I think they might even have time to port it before its release in the spring of next year. So we'll see. But I think it's going to happen. Killer Instinct, I know, can't. And yes, we're still getting an Xbox One, because there are still games on the Xbox One that are exclusive, that are intriguing enough. And we do want to see where it goes. We do want to see if it, you know, it's going to struggle, but it might be able to pick itself up. And we'll see if it does. And we'll still, you know, as long as we like the exclusives that keep coming out, we'll still definitely play it. So there you go. That is E3. I believe Sony really won the night. You know, won the day, really. But, you know, it was just overall, it was a pretty good show. There's a lot of games on display. The future is looking bright for gaming overall, regardless of which platform you choose. And I think technology is really, really ramping up with these game consoles, and we have a lot to look forward to. Keep in mind, this is the first round of both consoles, of both these new consoles. So, much like we saw with the PS3, we're seeing the PS3 push its limits now with, like, The Last of Us and beyond. So we're not even close to the limits of these new consoles. So I'm definitely looking forward to the future and seeing what that brings. This has been my E3 day. I'm going to go write a blog about all this. It's probably going to be take me longer than this boo. I don't know. Probably, I don't know. I'll try to summarize a little bit. And we'll see you on the other side. There'll probably be more, by the way, as time goes on. Maybe more blogs and or boos tomorrow if we find out more news. It depends on what's revealed. So we'll see then.